Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. This is day four in our series on purpose and discovering what that purpose is for that God has for our life. And today, I want to bring you to a text found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 42, beginning in verse 6, where the text says, "I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will make you to be a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness." Now, you and I know that God has made us righteous and freed us from sin's power, but are you freed from sin only for your own benefit and your own gratification? Pretty good question, right? And the answer is a bold no. You have been freed in order to help liberate others in the name of Christ the Lord. But if you don't know where to start, there's good news, friend. The life of God is taking hold in you and reshaping your heart. You've heard me say before, everything that matters is a matter of the heart, and God is the ultimate heart surgeon. So as He begins to reshape our heart, our desires and our thoughts begin to reshape. Part of the purpose that He has is to free us with the good news of His gospel. And as God brings us liberty, we can desire to share it with other people. You'll begin to recognize the opportunity to share the light with those who are in darkness or to bring freedom to those who are trapped. Maybe the thing that is holding you back is doubt that God is with you and leading you, that His purpose is not to be fulfilled with you. But God doesn't need us, but He gives us the privilege to open up and share with His guidance. Do you know that we all need to set aside time today to allow His renewal to take hold in our life? And maybe our time in meditation needs to recognize that when we speak of captives from prison or releasing from the dungeon, we're talking about Satan's hold on our life. Maybe our prayer should become, "God, give me faith that just as You broke my chains, You want to use me to help set others free. Help me to seize any opportunities You send my way." My friend, one of the great reasons that God has given us the Great Commission is that He's told us all to go out. One of the reasons He gave us the Great Commandment is that we might all love. And so we have been freed to love people, to serve people, and to go out along our way and to serve them in the name of Christ. So let's start our time of meditation today by just taking a couple of deep breaths. Just find a place of quietude and solitude. If you have to pull over into a parking lot and find a place of safety, just chill. Get off the treadmill, get off the road, and just find a place of quietude. I have discovered that we are a people that love noise. And no matter what our preferred choice of noise is, we tend to fill our ears and our mind with noise all the time. When we take these breaths, it is though we are leaving a stage in our life that is filled with noise and stepping into God's favorite room where there is solitude and quietude with God, our Creator. You ready? Let's breathe. Just relax there. Make sure that your hips are comfortable and your shoulders, the tension is off of them, and you're just completely at ease. Let's take another breath. And now, like always, let's tell the Lord two things today that you're grateful for. Just, "Lord, right now, I'm grateful for these two things," and then finish that sentence. And now today, let's stop and say, "Lord, I understand that many parts of the purpose You have in my life is I get to be a part of Your plan to redeem mankind. So would You give me a heart to serve, a heart to love, and a heart to receive that opportunity today, that I might be an encourager, that I might be a servant, and that people might see You in such a better light because they've seen me." My friend, there's nothing quite like that. I want to give you the next 75 seconds simply to hear from the Lord and know what He has in store for you. You may not hear Him audibly, but I do believe when you seek His face, when you seek His voice, He will give you promptings and at times shoves that will push you in the direction of His ultimate and perfect purpose for your life. I'll be back in 75 seconds. And I'm back, and trust that you have had the time in which you have heard from the Lord. I want to leave you with this text from Isaiah chapter 26 and verses 3 and 4. You, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm. Did you hear that? That God's purpose, we know, is about other people, and He's using us as a part of His redeeming plan for mankind. And the scripture says, you, Lord, give perfect peace to those who keep their purpose firm and put their trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. He will always protect us. I love how Isaiah puts that, and it's so definitive. My friend, today, in this time of meditation, you may need to stop and do this again later this afternoon. And if so, it'll be right here at weekdaymeditation.com. But trust in the Lord, because He is always protecting you. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. I'll see you back tomorrow for day 5 for God's purpose in your life.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.